and was a gentlemanly young man, even for an artist. He did not know what being put away meant, but he thought it best to explain that he intended nothing of the sort. As the question of hanging seemed a sore point with Mr. Watkins, he tried to divert the conversation a little.
"Do you do figure work at all?"
"No. Never had a head for figures," said Mr. Watkins. "My Mrs. Smith, I mean, does all that."
"She paints too," said Pawson. "That's rather jolly."
"Very,"
said Mr. Watkins, though he really did not think so, and feeling the conversation was drifting a little beyond his grasp, added,
"I came down here to paint Ammerpond House by moonlight."
"Really?" said Pawson. "That's rather a novel idea."
"Yes," said Mr. Watkins. "I thought it rather a good notion when it occurred to me. I expect to begin tomorrow night."
"What? You don't mean to paint in the open? By night?"
"I do, though."
"But how will you see your canvas?"
"Have a blooming copse,"
began Mr. Watkins, rising too quickly to the question, and then, realising this, bawled to Miss Durgan for another glass of beer,